there was a live stream team here, and all the people that contributed to that service yesterday.
我们在教会这里有实况转播，然后也是那些在这里一同为了这个追思会所贡献的那些人。
And that was such a beautiful time together, for us to, celebrate, her life.
那我们在一起来从看过雷姊妹的生活，其实是一个非常美好的一件事情。
Our Sunday school teacher this morning, talked about a point of Pastor James's message yesterday that really impacted him, and it was the same statement that seemed to make a deep impression upon me.
我们今天早上主日学的时候，我们主日学老师讲了一件上周我们
just yesterday during the Memorial service.
Oh, it was yesterday. Yeah. 是昨天他说他提到过，就是我们范长老上星期所讲到的一件事情。
What he said yesterday makes all the difference.
他昨天所说的那句话非常不一样。
Right. Or it makes all the difference.
是很有
Yeah.
很有重量。
Right. He said,In Christ Jesus, there is life.
他说在主里面有生命。
耶稣基督 ,with Jesus, there is life.
对，在耶稣基督里面有生命。
You can receive him.
你可以接受他。
But more importantly, you must receive him if you want to receive life.
但是更重要的是，假如你要获得真正的生命，你必须要得到主耶稣基督。
And that was so appropriate for yesterday.
然后他所说的这些跟昨天真的是搭配的恰到好处。
Because even as we were rememberingThrough all the photos and the songs as we were celebrating and remembering Teresa's life.
因为当我们昨天在那个看那些照片然后影带听让我们在纪念我们雷姊妹的生命的时候呢
It makes all the difference.
很不一样的是什么
That she has Jesus.
很不一样的是更重要的也是更重要的是他拥有主耶稣。
So, for some of us, it's hard to imagine that we won't see her here with us anymore.
所以对我们其中有些人就是已经很难去想象我们以后在这个世界上在这里看不到。
But for all of us who also have life in Jesus.
但是对我们这些同样也拥有耶稣基督生命的这些人呢
Then we know it's a given. It's promised to us. We believe that we are going to see her again because we all have and share the same life because we have Christ.
但是对我们来讲根本不用想是因为我们相信的我们所深信的就是我们拥有了这个生命在我们上天以后我们还会大家都还会再互相交
接。This whole world right now is under siege.
我们现在我们现在的这个社会真的是受到很大的打击。
And as you look around in the world today,
然后你转头看看你身边这个世界呢
What everyone is concerned about the most
现在大家最在乎的事情
is life
就是生命
So that when the vaccine has come out
就像这些疫苗出来的时候出来了
Everyone wants to make sure that they can get the vaccine or most people
大家都很想要去能够接受到这个疫苗的注射。
As soon as the vaccine was made available to as a priority to people over 65 years old,
一当这个疫苗在那个65岁以上的人可以接受这疫苗的这个
，I'm sure many of you were like me.
我想我可以想象你们很多人都跟我一样。
I'm not 65 or older.
我不是65岁，但是
even though my kids tend to think I'm kind of old, right?
我的孩子们觉得我是个老头子。
But I asked my parents.
但是我去问了我的父母亲。
Have you signed up for the vaccine?
你们有没有去注册要去接受疫苗
？I asked my in-laws.
我也问了我的姻亲的的父母。
Have you signed up for the vaccine?
你们有没有去注册去接要接受这个疫苗
？And Bex texted them again. Have you signed up for the vaccine?
然后师母还在提问他们一遍说你们注册了没
？I've read and heard stories where people have brought their parents and waited 19 hours in anticipation that their elderly parents would be able to receive this vaccine.
我透过一些读到一些消息，我看到有些人带着他们的年长的父母亲在那里等了19个小时。
That elderly people have been sleeping on the car, waiting almost a full 24 hours, almost, in order to receive a vaccine.
这些年长的人在车上坐大概超过19，快要24个小时，就是为了等着要去接受这个疫苗。
Why?
为什么他们这样做呢
？Because we are so concerned about our health.
因为我们大家对我们自己的健康都是非常关心的。
We want to make sure that we can preserve life.
因为我们维持健康就是可以维持生命活着。
And yet, even as Pastor James was giving the gospel message yesterday.
Yesterday,
I could not help but thank the Lord that Teresa has true life.
然后我不由得的要感谢我们的神说啊，真感谢我们雷姊妹她有真正的生命。
Not just the life that is in her physical body.
不是说她哦，她有着她活过的这个生活。
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that she had true life, which is her soul.
但是她有那真正的生命，她有那个灵。
You see, I tend to think, yesterday I was thinking about, this statement that Jesus had said.
昨天我一直在想这个耶稣曾经所说过的一句话。
What good is it for a man if he gains the whole world, but he forfeits or he loses his soul?
这耶稣曾经说过了，对一个人有什么好处，即使得到整个世界的一切，但是失去了自己的灵。
What good is it if you accumulate all these things and you lose your soul?
对，你得到了世界上的一切，但是你失去的是你自己的灵魂。
What good is it if you receive all the vaccines that you can get for your physical health and you forfeit your soul?
你假如能够接受到这些可以接受的疫情的这些疫苗，但是你所失去是你的灵魂。
Is physical health good?
这样子的话，你的健康还有什么意义吗
？Physical health is good.
我们知道，就是说你身体健康是好事。
But what good is it if you make all the 鸡汤 in the world? All the chicken soup, all the herbs, the Chinese medicines, and you boost your health.
对，你去吃这些健康食品，喝这些补汤，然后来增强自己的健康。
But you forfeit your soul.
但是你把你自己的灵魂给放弃。
I don't mean to offend the few ladies here who all make really good, 补汤 like, you know, herbal chicken essence.
我不是要对你们这些我们这些女在家的姊妹们很会做补汤的这些有什么不礼貌的。
But I'll tell you that if we care so much about physical health,
但是我要跟你们讲，我们这么注重我们自己的健康。
How much do we value spiritual health?
那我们对我们灵命上的健康要有多么注重呢？
If I am so concerned if my non-Christian elderly friend receives a vaccine,
然后我看到我这些不是信主内的这些朋友，他们年长的得到了这些疫苗注射。
Am I concerned about their eternal destiny and their soul?
他们虽然有了疫苗，但是我是不是要担心他们这些以后将来永远的这个的灵魂的健康
？You see, God this week gave me the chance to preach.From this chapter in 1 Corinthians.
你知道这个礼拜神给我这个机会在哥林多前书来讲这一章。
And this chapter is chapter 9.
我们要讲的这一章是第九章。
And, as I sat with the Lord on this,
然后让我与主同行在想这个的时候。
As I was reading through these chapters and meditating,
然后当我在读这一章，然后我在思想的时候
，within the first like hour of just sitting and praying and meditating on it，
单单只是在第一个小时，只是祷告，然后在思想的时候
，it was so clear to me what all of this is about。
可是那时候对我来讲，我已经非常了解清楚，这是在讲什么。
I knew that there is this idea that carries through these few chapters that we're now studying.
我马上就注意到在这几个我们在读的这几个章里面呢有一个很重点的中心。
But the week actually turned out really hard because I didn't know how to preach it.
但是这个礼拜却变得非常困难，因为我不知道该去怎么把这个中心讲以讲道的方式讲出来。
But I will share with you the idea that is carried through chapter 8, chapter 9, and a little bit further.
但是我也会与你们分享这个重点在第八章、第九章里面所共同的这个重点是什么。
And then I'm going to try to preach it to you.
然后再跟你们讲这重点以后呢，再来再跟你们讲道。
Here's the main idea.
现在跟你讲这个重点是什么。
And I'll phrase it in the form of a question.
然后我是以一个问题的方式来给你们提醒。
How much do I personally value others and how much do I personally value the gospel that brings life to others?
以个人来讲，我个人对于别人，我有多么关切，我自己对别人有多么的关注，而且我自己对别人的灵命的生命的灵命上面有多么的关注。
Right, yes. How much do I value life for others and how much do I value the gospel that brings life to others?
就是我到底在不在乎别人的生命，然后呢，我到底有多么在乎我们的福音对别人的生命可以带来多么大的祝福。
Do I value others?
我在不在乎别人?
And do I value the gospel that can bring life to them?
然后我在不在乎福音可以把生命带给别人这件事情?
Do we really believe this?
我们真的相信这个事实吗?
Do we really believe that there's something more important than bringing butang to people versus bringing them the gospel. Not to say that bringing chicken essence and food is bad for people, but what is more important? Bringing them something that will help their physical health or something that can rescue their soul.
这就是一个价值观的问题。我们到底相不相信我们所可以带的这个福音是可以对别人的生命上可以更有益处了？与其只是带一些健康食品去给别人补助他们的健康，我们是不是更要在乎相信我们的福音去带给别人可以给比带给他们补汤更重要、
yes.
更营养的东西。
That's right. Because we sometimes get worried when we don't bring chicken essence soup to someone. Okay, I'm just speaking, I mean, there's like three ladies here who make like good chicken essence soup. Okay, including my wife. Ginseng, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I like that too.
Right? And yet do, sometimes we're like, we gotta bring, you have to drink this soup, right? So, you know, I mean, people pushed it on me before, like, you have to drink this. Your health will not be good without this secret. It's essence. This is the essence. Chicken essence.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know what I'm talking about. All right?
Totally.
Okay, so translate it.
So
it's kind of warm up here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 我们对别人的健康这么重视、这么在乎，往往就是我们做这些健康食品给我们周边所在乎的人，然后我们迫切的希望他们可以吃掉喝掉，是因为我们知道这个东西对你来讲很有益处。
And,
你吃了会有健康。
Right. But if we feel that way about chicken essence,
但是我们假如对鸡汤或补汤有这么重要这么的感觉
or if we feel that way about the vaccine,
或者是我们对这个病毒的疫苗有这么重要的感觉
or if we wanted to share the cure,
或者是我们对某件事情有一种治疗然后我们很觉得很重要
what is more important? What is more important is it that Jesus can bring them salvation or that we can help them be cured of the coronavirus.
你们弟兄姊妹们自己做个决定什么东西比较重要是耶稣能带来的这个永恒的救赎比较重要呢还是这个我们可以带给他们这个治病的这个救赎比较重要
Right?So that's a framework. That's a framework for understanding what we're going to see here.
所以我所提到这些问题呢，让你们去想，就是主要是这个，我们今天在第九节看到这一章的这个重点的架构，主要是这个样子。
Because what I see is that Paul is trying to teach them in chapter 8 how much.To care for others.
因为我知道我们看到在第八章里面保罗在教导是在教导这些人怎么去照顾别人。
To really make decisions that will help others.
去做一些那种很重要的决定这些决定呢能够去帮助其他的人。
And that we might even be able to sacrifice in our decisions for the good of others.
甚至有的时候我们在一些决定上面我们做了牺牲然后是为了去帮助救助别人。
And then chapter 9, Paul says, let me show you how that even played out in my own life.
然后第九节保罗就是表现出我教你们这一切呢让我用我自己的生命来给你看是怎么做出来的。
And I think there's a reminder and an encouragement for all of us today.
所以我也觉得今天这边是对我们来讲是有一个提醒的这些作用。
For what reason are we here?
所以我们在这里是到底是为了什么?
What, For what reason is the church here?
教会的存在到底是为了什么？
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒，
Why am I at home?
说我在家里，为什么在家里是基督徒？
What am I placed in the workplace for?
我在工作的地方，我为什么是一个基督徒？
Why am I placed in this school and these are my friends?
我在这个学校里面，然后呢，我身边的人是这些人是我的朋友，可是我在这里当基督徒是为什么？
All these decisions that I make,
我生活中我做的一切的决定，
All the things that I do,
然后我做的一切行动，
What do I do it for?
我做这些是为了什么？
And Paul, at right in the end of chapter 9, he gives the answer for himself.
但保罗在第九章的最后那一部分呢，他把这个答案写给
了
他出来。In verse 23, 在第23节
he says, I do it all.
说凡我所行的
for the sake of the gospel,
都是为福音的缘故。
I do it all.
都是我所行的都是
for the sake of the gospel
都是为了福音的缘故
So today I hope that we're going to be encouraged by Paul
所以我今天在这里我希望我们大家能够都受到保罗的激励
And I think that as we see how much Paul values the gospel
我本身我是相信当我们看到保罗他本身对于福音的这么重在注意
it can help encourage us
他的这个注意他的这个在意呢能够对于我们有很大的激励
and so there's three aspects that we're going to look at Paul's life today
所以在保罗的生命中我们会看到三个方面
that for the sake of the gospel
为了福音的缘故呢
how does that translate into his life?
这怎么来影响到怎么让保罗形成为他这个人
So number one,
第一点
for the sake of the gospel,
为着福音呢
Paul puts the good of others over his own rights.
保罗把他人的利益摆在他自己的权柄上。
For the sake of the gospel,
的一切都是为了福音。
Paul puts,
保罗把
the good of others,
把别人的益处
above his rights,
在于他自己权利的上面。
Paul puts the good of others,
保罗把他人的益处
above his rights,
摆在他自己的权益的上面。
The tendency of human,
我们这当人的呢
is always to put self above others.
我们做人通常都是利己为先。
That's very human.
这是很天经地义的事。
It doesn't mean that we're always like that.
不是说我们好像每次都是这样。
But that's the tendency of human beings.
但是人的本性就是以自己的利益为先。
But in chapters 8 and chapter 9,
但是在第八章还有第九章里面
Paul is teaching them that Christianity is not about ourselves.
保罗在教这些人说当一个基督徒信主耶稣基督不是把别人摆在我们自己之前
Christianity is having Christ is what gives us life.
当做基督徒有耶稣基督是给我所以我们有了生命。
And that is true blessing.
然后那才是真正的一个宝。
But when we have Christ,
不过当我们有了基督以后呢
our life is no longer about ourselves.
我们的生活就变得不是只是在只关心我们自己。
We are able to truly care for others.
我们转变了我们有能力去关心其他的人。
In chapter 8,
在第八章里面
he says, you can put the good of others above your rights.
他说你可以把其他人的益处摆在你自己的权柄之上之前。
And then now in chapter 9,
然后现在在第九章里面
he uses himself as an example.
他把他自己拿来做一个 例子。
In verse 1, he says, am I not free? Am I not an apostle?
第一节他说我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？
He says, his point is, I am free.
他在这里是一种反问的问题，他说他所要讲的是他是自由的人。
And I am an apostle.
然后我确实是个使徒。
I am totally free in Christ, and I'm an apostle. I'm a spiritual leader called by Jesus.
我在基督耶稣里面我是非常自由的，然后我是被基督所指我是基督自己亲自派旨的一位使徒。
And then in this whole section, you see a lot of these verses from verse 3 to 14.
然后在接下来在3到15节里面你看到呢。
And we're not going to go into all the details, there's no need to.
我们不是就是细节一点一点看。
But what he's doing here is he actually explains all the rights that he has as a spiritual leader, as an apostle in their midst.
我在接下来这一段呢，保罗很清楚的解释了，提出来，他当作一个使徒，他有的权利是什么。
That's right. From verse 4, you could just read a few of these verses.
我们就读少几节，在第四节里面。
Do we not have the right to eat and drink?
难道我们没有权柄吃喝吗？
Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do some of the other apostles?
难道我们没有权柄娶姐妹为妻？
Verse 6, or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living?
唯独我与巴拿巴没有权柄不做工吗？
What he's saying is,
所以保罗在这里想要讲的是什么？
My whole life is dedicated, devoted to serving you.
我一生都是为奉献来，就是要来服侍你们。
He has the right to eat and drink.
他有权利权柄去吃与喝。
He has the right to have a spouse.
他有权利可以去娶妻。
He has the right to receive support for what he does in serving them.
他有权利去得取一些，因为他服侍他们所得取一些利益利处。
He uses these great images.
他用了很多很好的一些样。
Like when a soldier goes to serve in the army.
他说当一个军人去军队里面服侍的时候。
Does he have to buy his own uniform and his own machine gun?
你必须他这个士兵必须去买自己的制服然后买自己的枪吗？
If a farmer works in his field and plants this vineyard,
假如一位农夫在这里种葡萄树
is he not able to eat some of the fruit as he's planting it?
然后这些农夫不可以就是说偶尔吃一些他所种的这些果实吗？
If you have a shepherd who has all this flock,
然后你是一个牧羊者，然后你有这一大群的羊，
are you not able to drink from the milk of your own flock?
难道你不可以喝一点这个羊群之间的奶吗？
Even in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面，
Paul says that God has a rule.
在旧约里面，保罗说神有一个
or law, right?
一个
律法 right?
有一个条例。
That even the ox,
连牛
when it's treading out grain for others,
当它在耕田的时候。
You cannot put a muzzle on his mouth.
你不可以把他的嘴罩住。
So that he cannot eat some of the grain that he's working for others.
你不可以把他的嘴罩住，使得他不能去吃一些在他在耕田里面的时候所找到的一些的植物。
Paul says that the person who has dedicated his entire life to tread out grain to give to others.
保罗说就是这个，他举例说这个人 他花了他一辈子时间在那里辛苦耕田，就是为了把这个福音传给别人。
You have to allow that ox to eat some of the goodness that he's working on.
就像是那头牛一样，你要让他能够吃一点他在所工努力做事时候的
成果。 Because that ox should be working hard.
因为那匹牛是确实要很辛苦的。
So don't hold back from letting the ox eat as much as he needs.
所以他为了要让他辛苦工作，你不要去让他没有东西吃。
And Paul says, that's me.
他说我就像那条牛一样。
I have that right.
我有那个权利。
That's verse 3 through 11.
那第三节到第十一节。
But look what he says in verse 12.
那我们来仔细看一下第二节他说什么呢？
He says, Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ.
但是保罗在第十二节里面说，他说，然而我们没有用过这权柄，到凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
So in this whole section,
所以在这一整段
，Paul saying I do have these rights.
保罗是跟他们讲很清楚，这些权柄我有。
I do have the freedom to exercise these rights.
而且我也有这个自由去使用我这些权柄。
But
但是呢
，I will not make use of these rights.
但是我没有去用这些
，because
为了什么？
You are so important to me.
为了就是因为你们对我而言非常的重要。
And because you are so important to me,
因着你们对我的重要性
I don't want to put any obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ.
我不要让基督耶稣的福音有任何的阻隔。
Last year, I had this opportunity to talk to some folks from China who had come over from China.
去年的时候，我有一些机会跟一些从中国大陆来的一些人有一些交往。
How, and I was explaining to them how different it is in America.
然后我也就对他们解释了一些说在美国有什么很在美国的文化上有什么很多不一样的。
We have a few of us here who are born and raised in America.
我们在这里有一些就是说是在美国生、美国长的。
Not you, right?
No.
Okay.
I was assembled in USA.
Okay, right. Okay, so like Ryan, Bethany, Bex, Kelly, and me.
刘牧师的女儿 for sure, 她的太太还有我们的 Kelly.
And then Ryan, right?
Ryan.
Pete, no, right?See, right?
Pete's also assembled in
okay,
USA.
Okay, so all of us who are born and raised in America,
对我们这些就是在美国生、在美国长大的这些人
，You are taught from a very young age.
从小我们就被教什么
？That you have freedom and you have individual rights.
就是你有自由，然后你有自己的权利。
I have my right to free speech.
我有。自由发言的权利。
I have my right to privacy.
我有隐私的权利。
I have my right to express my faith.
我有讲出我信仰的权利。
Uh-huh. Right? All of us who are born here, we know that. It's all about freedom and individual rights.
在这些在这里的人都可以跟我一样知道，就是说在美国就是自由还有我们各身的权利。
And this freedom and these rights are good.
我这些自由和权利呢不是不好的。
But I've been wondering and thinking about this.
但是我最近我在想这就光对这些事情在想。
When we focus so much about individual rights,
当我们花这么多注意力在我们自己独个人自身的权利的时
候 And when we focus so much on my personal freedom,
然后我把注意都放在我自己本身自己的自由上
Do we sometimes move away from the heart of God?
我们会不会因着这些反而与神的心意渐渐越隔越远隔离
？If I put so much focus on individual rights,
我当我假如我所注重的都是只是我自己的福的权利的话
，Do I maybe in some ways hinder the movement of the gospel?
当我这么做的时候，我会不会有的时候反而阻挠了神的福音的进行呢？
Because if I truly have all this freedom and all these rights,
因为假如我真正是有这么多的自由，有这么多的权柄的话，
I have to ask myself a question.
那我必须自问，
Do I use that for the furthering of the gospel, or do I use that as an obstacle to the gospel?
我要问自问说我这些权柄和自由我是用来让神的福音更加远播呢还是我是用来阻挠神的福音
Right. See, I think we can learn something big from Paul here.
所以在这里我觉得我们对在保罗身上我们看到可以学到一个很大的一件事。
Paul saying, I have all these rights.
保罗很清楚说我这些权柄我都有。
And yet he says, I'm willing to surrender my rights.
但是呢我乐意的把这些权柄都摆下神。
Because as a Christian,
因为作为一位基督徒
the one thing that I want the most for you,
我心中最想要最火热的一件事是什么
is not just your physical health.
不只是你身体健康而已。
is for you to have Jesus.
是想要你拥有耶稣主耶稣基督
so that he can save your soul.
所以你基督耶稣能够来救你的灵魂
If I hold so tightly to my individual rights,
但是假如我把我的自由自己的自由还有权柄看得很重很重的话呢
And if by doing that I end up being an obstacle to you,
然后因为我这些看重自我然后变得是对你的阻挠呢
Then I'd rather put your good above my rights.
那我宁愿把你的益处摆在我自己的权柄之上。
I'd rather not make use of this right.
我宁可完全放弃不使用我这些权柄。
Isn't this very much like Jesus?
这不就是像是我们主耶稣基督的行为吗？
For the sake of the gospel,
都是为了福音。
I put others good above my own rights.
我把别人的益处摆在我自己的权柄之上。
Would you, brothers and sisters, be willing to put down any rights for the good of others?
我们弟兄姊妹们，你们会愿意把自己的权柄和利益摆下，然后把别人的益处？摆在你之上吗
But also we see, number two,
然后第二点
that for the sake of the gospel,
为了福音
Paul puts God's purpose over his privileges.
神把保罗把神的旨意摆在自己的特权之上
God puts, Paul puts God's purpose over his privileges.
保罗把神的旨意摆在自己的特权之上。
Purpose over privilege.
旨意大于特权。
Sometimes when we think of the word freedom,
往往我们在看这个自由这个字眼的时候
,we usually think that freedom means to do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it.
通常能够想到就是我能够随心所欲做我想做的事情任何时候
We think freedom is doing whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it
就是自由就是为所欲为
When I used to teach children in children's Sunday school or children worship
我以前是在主日学的时候是在教孩子们主日学
I used to explain this idea
我以前跟孩子们是这样子来解释。
Because children are always hoping to have more freedom.
因为孩子们永远都是期盼更多更多的自由。
Especially as they grow older.
然后他们越长越大。
Right? They want more freedom.
他们想要自由。
Because freedom to them,
对他们而言自由是什么
means I get to do whatever I want.
拥有自由对他们而言就是我可以为所欲为。
Whenever I want to do it.
任何时间。
Right, I think Ryan is growing up.
我觉得我们的 Ryan 现在长大也在长大。
He had the freedom to go to the bathroom.
他刚刚就拥有 自由自在走去上厕所。
He was falling asleep in my sermon.
其实他是要睡着。
And Ryan would want to be able to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to do it.
可能 Ryan 很希望他有那个自由是能够为所欲为在任何时候。
And when I used to teach the children,
那我在教小孩子的时候
I would say, I have freedom.
我对他们说我有自由。
And I also love chocolate ice cream.
然后我热爱巧克力冰淇淋。
Now,Because I think I have freedom.
所以因为我觉得我自己很自由。
I can do whatever I want whenever I want to do it.
所以我可以为所欲为在任何时候都做我想做的。
I'm going to eat chocolate ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and my snack.
我要吃这个巧克力冰淇淋呢我要当早餐午餐晚餐然后睡前的
But because of the power of sin,
但是因为罪的这个我
I may end up being addicted to ice cream.
我有可能到最终呢反而变得是对对被这个巧克力冰淇淋所捆绑。
I have become now 400 pounds.
然后我现在变成400磅。
And at age 27, I am going to die of a heart attack.
然后27岁就要心脏病死掉。
Because I can't stop now eating chocolate ice cream.
因为我已经成为巧克力冰淇淋的俘虏，我没有办法停止。
You see, Jesus actually said this, and he shocked the religious leaders of the time.
你也知道耶稣其实这样说过然后他对那些当时的那些
属
灵
的
宗教领导他们、mm-hmm. 把他们
震惊。He said, I tell you the truth.
耶稣说我实实在在跟你告诉你。
Anyone who sins is a slave to sin.
凡是犯罪的都是罪的俘虏。
That's in John chapter 8.
那是在约翰福音第八章。
Jesus wants us to know.
耶稣想要让我们知道。
That although we think we are free to do whatever we want.
我们有一种假象我们觉得我们好像是很自由可以去做任何我们想做的事。
We are actually born as slaves to sin.
但是其实事实上呢我们生出来就是罪的奴仆。
We think we are doing whatever we want.
我们以为我们可以做任何随心所欲做我们任何。
But it's actually sinful desires that's controlling us.
但是事实上其实是那些有罪的那些念头来启蒙我们去做这些。
Jesus was giving them the picture.
耶稣是在给他们这个样子。
You think freedom is doing whatever you want.
你自以为自由是做任何你想做的事。
But you are actually chained as a slave to sin.
事实上你确实是被罪所捆绑住。
So you are just doing what sin wants you to do, what your sinful desire wants you to do.
事实上你只是在做你的罪所驱使你。
And then Jesus says, but I have come.
但是耶稣说我来了呢
to break those chains and to set you free.
我来是切断那些枷锁让你真正自由。
Free to do what?
让你真正自由做什么?
Now you are free to do good.
现在你有了自由去做好的事情。
And now you are free to bring God's goodness to others.
现在你有了自由去把神的好去带给别人。
This is why Paul can say in verse 19.
所以保罗在第十九节才能这样说。
For though I am free from all,
我虽是自由的。
I have made myself a servant to all.
然而我甘心做了众人的仆人。
Although I am completely free,
虽然我是完全完完全全自由的。
I choose to be a servant.
但是我选择了去做仆人。
I have the choice now to serve others.
我的自由就是我有这个决定权去服侍别人。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why？
为什么这么做
？He says what? What does he say?
他说什么
？Oh my goodness! I cannot read. Is it too dark in here? Why? He says that I might win more of them.
Where are you?
You can't see it either, huh? See, you got to check your glasses.
为要多得人。
Yes, for the sake of the gospel.
为着福音
I am not a servant.
我不是仆人
I'm free.
我是一个自由人
But I choose to be a servant.
但是我选择了去做一个仆人
I choose to serve others.
我选择去服侍他人
So that I might bring them the goodness of God.
所以我能把神的好带给别人
Along with my chicken essence soup.
还有我的补汤
Right?So that I might win them to Jesus.
以致我有可能把他们带向耶稣。
See, for the sake of the gospel,
为着福音
Paul is willing to put God's purpose over his privilege.
保罗选择了把神的旨意摆在他自己的特权之上。
See, brothers and sisters, the world doesn't teach this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们活的这个世上呢，他不教我们这种事情。
The disease of sin, the pandemic of sin,
罪呢这种疾病，这个罪的这个疾病
，it's to think only of ourselves ultimately.
得到的症状就是我们只会想到我们自己。
You can't get out of thinking only of yourself.
你没有办法去想别人，你只能想你自己。
To be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it,
为所欲为。
To do it for yourself,
为了自己。
That's not freedom.
其实这不是自由。
We always, people always tend to think of themselves first.
人之常情就是常常只想到自己为先。
We want the type of freedom where everyone else bows down to my wishes.
我们想要的自由是当别人都顺从我的自由。
And so when that person doesn't come along with my wishes,
所以当有个人与我的想法不合的时候
I'm going to break relationship with them.
我就与他们切断关系。
I will leave them.
我离开我就把他们丢下。
I will divorce them.
或者是我跟他离婚。
To the point where we sometimes even want the church, we will try to go find the church that serves me the best.
这种想法有的时候导致一些基督徒去找其他的教会去找教会因为能够顺着自己的
Because the natural tendency is to be selfish.
因为很自然而然就是人就是自私
But for those who have found Christ,
但是那些真正找到主人
For those who have new life,
那些真正有新生命
For those who have tasted the love of God,
那些已经尝到神的美好的那些
whose chains of sin has been broken
那些罪的捆绑已经被切掉切断了
we have been freed from being under the control of self and sin
我们已经从被罪和我们老我捆绑已经释放了
so that my life is not only about myself
所以现在我的生命不是只是在乎我自己。
I am free to now bring the goodness of God to someone else.
我有那个自由把神的好带给其他的人。
How do you use your freedom?
那你们这些人是怎么用你们这自由呢？
Number three.
第三。
For the sake of the gospel.
为着福音。
Paul put God's mission
保罗把神的使命
Okay, and I didn't know how to phrase this, but
We corrected it.
Oh, you corrected it? Okay, so he puts God's mission over his set ways of doing things.
为着福音保罗把神的使命摆在自己固有的习惯方式之上
Paul puts God's mission above his own methods.
保罗把他的使命把神的使命摆在他自己觉得很该做事情的方式之上。
Sometimes when we do things,
有时候我们做事的时候呢
we get used to doing life a certain way.
我们习惯有自己的习惯性去做某些事。
Sometimes even as a church,
或者是甚至有一个教会而言
we get very used to doing church a certain way.
我们往往很习惯把教会当作一种一样的惯式一直在运行教会。
We even live our Christian life a certain way.
甚至呢我们基督徒的生活我们有一套的惯式去活。
And we have to realize,
但是我们必须要去了解到什么。
Sometimes,That way is an obstacle to God's mission.
但是我们有时候要了解到其实这一直有的惯性呢有的时候反而会变成神的福音的阻挠。
I am getting old.
他是老头子。
Yeah. You're getting old too.
No.
and I don't know, do you find this, but
like, I just turned 40.
Okay. So I'm older than you, but do you find this to be true that the older you get, it's harder to change your ways?
你有没有这种感觉呢弟兄姊妹就是有的是人越老有些根深蒂固的习惯就越难改。
This is not to say just change for nothing.
这不是说只是要去改一件事情为了改一件事情。
But we have to ask, is any way of my life blocking God's mission for my life and the church?
不过我觉得我们必须要注意的常常问我们自己是我现在我的生活方式生命有没有去阻挠到神给我的使命要让我的信心是怎么
Because God's mission is our mission.
因为神的使命就是我们的使命。
And God's mission is to, for us to bring Jesus out.
然后这使命其实就是把耶稣带到外面的世界。
And for us to help one another who have Jesus to become more like Jesus.
然后这些拥有耶稣拥有耶稣生命的呢我们互相帮助使得我们自己更有灵命
Very simple.
其实很简单
Bring Jesus to the world
把耶稣带给外面的人
And to make those with Jesus more and more like Jesus
然后帮助我们这些已经有耶稣的人越来越像耶稣
So that our if that is the mission
假如使命就是这样子的话呢
Then our waysalways have to bend and yield to the mission.
假如使命就是这样的话那其实我们的习惯我们的生活方式我们的方法要为着使命而去更改去配合使命。
I have prayed to God.
我常常对神祷告。
As I am getting older,
随着我的年纪增长
by your grace, God,
但是因为你的 grace,
把你的恩典
allow
me to always yield my ways to your mission.
因为你的恩典主啊永远让我来配合你使命。
In verses 19 through 22,
在第19到22节
this is, you're familiar with this.
In
these four verses, 19 through 22,
在这四节之中,
Paul uses the same word five times.
保罗用了一个字眼五次。
He uses the same word five times. He repeats this one phrase.
他一直重复了这一句话五遍。
See if you can find it.
看看你们找得到找不到。
For though I am free from all,
虽然我是自由的,
I have made myself a servant to all,
无人管辖, 而我甘心做众人的仆人,
that I might win more of them.
为要多得人。
Verse 20.
第二十节,
to the Jews I became a Jew in order to win the Jews.
像犹太人我就做犹太人, 为要得犹太人。
To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law.
像律法以下的人, 我虽不在律法以下, 还是做律法以下的人, 为要得律法以下的人。
To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law.
像没有律法的人, 我就做没有律法的人, 为要得没有律法的人。
To the weak, I became weak.
像软弱的人, 我就做软弱的人。
That I might win the weak.
为要得软弱的人。
I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some.
像什么样的人, 我就做什么样的人, 无论如何, 总要救些人。
What's the phrase he uses over and over again? What is that phrase? 他这个字他用了多少次了, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that word? That I might win some of them.
所以他一直重复了这个在中文里面就是为了要多的。
Paul had his ways.
保罗他有自己的一项做事风格。
But he yielded his ways in order to put God's mission above his ways.
把他的风格一切摆下,
he says in verse 22, I have become all things to all people.
就像在22节说, 像什么样的人他就变成什么样的人。
So that by all means I might save some.
就是不论如何, 我就是要救些人。
We may have read this many, many times.
我们有可能这一节, 这几节经文已经读了很多遍了。
But those who are hearing this,
但是你真正听到的呢?
And for those originally hearing it in those days,
还有那当时的那些当时听到的那些人,
this was radical.
对于当时那些人, 这他所说这句话, 很不敢相信。
Because Jews and Gentiles were completely two different types of cultures.
因为犹太与外邦是完全不一样的文化。
And Paul was saying, I have to approach each person differently in order to bring them the gospel of Jesus.
然后保罗说是我要对哪种人就做哪种事情, 为了要把福音带给他们。
Paul was a Jew.
保罗是犹太人。
He knows that Jews are under the law of Moses.
他知道犹太人是在摩西的法律之下。
But he himself is now not under the law of Moses. He's under the law of Christ.
但是他保罗现在呢, 在他说这些话的时候,
But he knew.
他不在摩西的法律之下, 他是在基督的法律之下。
But he knew.
但是他知道,
that if he was to be among them,
但是他知道他假如要跟这些人在一起的话,
he has to respect their culture.
他必须要去尊重他们的文化。
If he didn't respect their culture,
他假如不尊重的话呢,
he can't even be with them.
他连跟他们相处都没办法。
He would have no voice
在他,
to let them hear him.
在那里他连发言的余地都没有。
He might offend them.
甚至还可能会恼怒他们。
So he was willing to be like them in order to bring the gospel to them.
所以保罗很乐意的去接近, 去变成像他们那样子, 就是为了把福音带给他们。
In order to what? To win them to Christ.
为了什么？为了赢得他们，带他们向神。
And those who were not Jews were very different.
那些外邦不信神的人也非常不一样。
They didn't have to abide by any of those things.
他们没有任何规条需要去遵从。
And so with those who are not Jews, he had to act completely different among them.
所以在对于那些外邦人呢，保罗跟他们在一起的行为又更完全不一样。
I'm looking at Ryan right there. I just keep looking at Ryan. I don't know why I'm looking at Ryan. Was I 看 Ryan?
对啊，你在看他。Okay. 现在我也在看他，怎么办
？And Ryan, and some of the kids at our church love to skateboard.
就是 Ryan 很喜欢玩滑板。
And there are a lot of youth who skateboard.
很多很多玩滑板的小朋友。
Pagan cannot reach those skateboarding youth.
Pagan 没有办法去跟他们讲。
They'll think he's FBI agent.
Or the cop.
Okay, the cop. I don't even think Peter, his father, can reach those skateboarders.
甚至连 Ryan 的父亲 Peter 甚至都可能没办法跟这些滑板的这些小孩子。
But Ryan knows their language.
但是
Ryan 了解知道他们的
语言，
他们的语言。He can speak their language.
Ryan 就是可以跟他们一样讲同样的话。
And wouldn't it be so beautiful if Ryan has Christ?
那你想想看，假如 Ryan 有耶稣基督
，and he is with these skateboarders.
然后呢 ，Ryan 在跟着这些滑板的这些人在一起
，so that he can bring them Jesus.
然后 Ryan 就把耶稣带给他们，这不是多么美好的事情
？Let's not misuse this.
不要把这几句经节乱用。
If they're smoking marijuana out there, okay,
假如外面那些人是在吸大麻
，smoking some MJ,、uh-huh. Ryan shouldn't be going doing that, right?
Ryan 不是叫 Ryan 说哦去吸几口，然后去跟他们讲。
Their language might include a lot of bad words,
或者是这些有些某些像滑板这些人，他们可能所说的话是有些带一些脏字的。
And they disobey their dads.
然后他很不听他爸爸，他们爸爸的话。
That's not what Ryan's going to do.
但那不是 Ryan 要去做。
But in order to win them to Jesus.
但是 Ryan 为了要带那些人来认识耶稣呢
？Ryan needs to be among them.
Ryan 必须是在他们之中。
And show them the love of Jesus.
然后给他们表现给他们看耶稣的爱是如何。
Build a relationship with them.
与他们建立关系
，so that they can also one day，
所以以至于他们某天呢
，hear the gospel from Ryan，
可以从 Ryan 的口中听到神的福音
，and they may receive new life，
他们有可能得到新生命。
Oh, I pray for that，
我为了这件事祷告。
Brothers and sisters, do you know how broken this world is？
弟兄姐妹们，你们了解现在这个世界是多么的？
Do you know how lifeless this world is?
你们有没有认清到现在我们的世界上是多么的败坏？
Paul was willing to do anything to be a part of God's mission.
保罗他愿意去做任何事情，都就是为了神。
He was willing to change any of his ways.
他任何他愿意把自己完全改变
，to yield to God's mission，
去配合神的使命。
So I want to ask you，
所以我在这里问你们
，Are we going to be a church like that？
我们要当这样子的教会吗
？Are you going to be like Paul going into wherever you are called to be so that you might win some to Christ？
你要像保罗一样吗？去到哪里去做，去能够为去做某些事情，就是为了能够赢得几个。
Do you want to bless someone?
你想要让别人因着你受到 保守吗？
I want to share with you a secret.
我在这里跟你们讲一个秘密。
God will use you to bring someone to Jesus.
神会使用你去带一个人来信他。
If you are willing.
只要你愿意。
Every one of you.
每个人都一样。
That's just a secret.
这就是这个秘密。
Do you want to be someone who helped God used to save someone?
你想要当那个神来使用的那个来救人的人呢？
I have a vision that for our baptism,
我有一个想法，就是在我们的敬礼的时候，
that the person who is being baptized,
那个受洗的那一位呢，
can invite the person who helped bring them to Christ to stand in the water with them.
可以邀请那带着他们信神的那个跟他们一起站在水里。
It'd be so cool to see every one of our brothers and sisters stand in the water because we were used by God to help save someone for Christ.
假如能够看到我们弟兄姊妹跟着那个受洗的那些人站在水里面，那是多么美好的一个景象。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us a chance to hear this word today.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，天上的父，我们感谢你，让我们今天有机会听到你的话语。
We pray that you help us to search ourselves.
我祷告，求你帮助我们来自我探讨一下。
And ask ourselves.
然后问一下我们自己。
How much do we truly value others?
我们对别人到底有多么在乎？
And how much do we truly value the gospel that can bring life to others?
我们对于这能够带于生命的这个福音到底有多在乎？
To us, sometimes Paul seems like a superman.
对我们来而言，有的时候保罗看起来像是一个超人一样。
But there's so much of his life that can encourage us.
但他的生命，他的生活中有很多能够来带给我们激励。
Even as we said of our sister Teresa.
就像我们对我们雷姊妹所说。
Many said that she fought the good fight.
他们说她打了一场好仗。
She ran the race.
然后她跑了这一漫长的。
I pray that we would all be the same.
我向你祷告，我们也能像他一样。
That Lord, we would run this race of our life for you.
那主啊，我是祷告我们这一生的这一个比赛呢，我们好像是为了你而在比赛。
And that we can bring the gospel of Jesus to the world around us.
我们能够把这个耶稣基督的这个福音带到这个世界上。
And I know you will use us.
那我确信你会使用我们。
If only we are willing.
假如我们愿意的话。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.